Look at the picture of this Porsche here. They're ripping out the headlights now. They're stealing the headlights of the Porsches. That's a good thing about being a cyclist and not having to worry about my car, a car, all that drama associated with the cars. Sell your car, get a bike, go to Asia, ride the mountains, hang out with the babes, live the dream life as a young man or a middle man or an older man, whatever man you want to be. I recommend everyone should go to Asia. All right. Even women. Asia, you'll love it there. The great food, the great high-carb, low-fat stuff. Girls go to Asia. My retreats lose a lot of shit ton of weight. It's fucking awesome. They love it. Everyone has a killer time on my protocols in Asia. The question is from the coaching group. What is the best way to show our friends and family this is the best way to approach eating? I tell them about the negative effects of meat, dairy, dietary fat, and the unnecessary harm caused to animals and the environment, plus the fact that all top athletes thrive on carbs and sugar. I'm in better shape and have better fitness than most of my family. Well, soon to be all of your family and friends, but they still don't fucking get it. This is a great question. It's a young man in the USA, and he's, you know, man, I can relate to our friend here so much. I can relate to our friend here so much. What are you going to do? Just move out, all right? You can't fly like an eagle if you're hanging around turkeys, man, okay? Sorry, turkeys. Turkeys are cool. I think a turkey's a great bird, all right? But if you want to be a ground dweller, all right, if you want to kick around and just be kicking pebbles in the dirt all day like turkeys do, that's cool, you know? And there's a time you might want to do that because you're sick of flying high. You're sick of gliding and soaring and getting all that sunshine and fresh air in your feathers. Okay, maybe you want to sit around for a bit and kick rocks with turkeys. Maybe you want to sit home instead of getting your cock sucked by some hot, horny babe in Thailand or Manila or Da Nang, all right? Instead of getting your dong deep-throated and gulped, every drop done, you get knocked out in a coma of pleasure, all right? Your hotel ceiling fans is keeping your face cool. She's working your groin, giving you a prolactin burst in your brainstem, and you're just drifting off like, oh, this is a good life. You could be doing that, or you could be sitting at home with mum and dad. Guys, you know, you should be eating more carbs and all that fat's just blocking your arterial blood flow, and dad, you probably didn't have a hard cock that mum deserves for the last 10 years, blah, blah, blah. You know, you can have those debates and arguments and, you know, tension and all that. Trying to convince people who don't want to be convinced. You know what I mean? That's your goal. Like me right now, I'll be sitting here making content for people who want it. Or I could be chasing people around the supermarket. Hey, mate, you're 400 fucking pounds. Do you think you've had enough protein or what? You know? What am I going to do? What's going to happen now? Security's going to come on me? Or people are like, dude, what are you doing? You know what I mean? You pick your battles. You don't even pick your battles. You pick your life. I remember when I was growing up, but when I was a child, people say I still am a child. Cool. I'll take that as a compliment. When I was about 8 years of age, there was these books called Pick Your Own Adventure or Choose Your Own Adventure. And you'd be reading the page of the book and it says A or B, go here, go to page such and such, you know. So you'd flick the pages and it would go, you'd be on a different path, a different direction in life, different direction in the story. I was like, that's a fucking, wow, you know. I can pick my own life. Imagine if I could do that. Okay? And when I was 14, my English teacher, Miss Robertson, who was a babe, and all us teenage boys were all frothing over her. That's why I always laugh when people say, oh, the teacher was a rapist because the teenagers don't have sexual feelings. It's like, fuck off. Anyway, so Mrs. Robertson, she was like, well, I want you to do a story, an essay of what you want your life to be when you are 30, okay? And then a few months later, she says, I want you to do your life when you're 40, right? So I'm like, damn. And that was the first time anyone's ever asked me like a question like that outside of my family. So it has a bit more impact when a stranger asks you, a teacher asks you. So my dream life was like riding my bikes around a farm and eating mangoes, right? And going fishing and stuff, just being out in nature. Yeah, that was when I was 14. And now I love, I need the nature part every day. Obviously, the fishing part is, you know, all that stuff. And but riding the bike, you know what I mean? So I'm in nature. I'm living my dream life where I could be working for a fucking a phone company that I have no passion for, but I got a mortgage and kids because I listened to a woman who had baby rabies. I want a baby. You know, I think we should have kids. And it's like, yeah, fuck what's going on. Fuck all the orphans out there. Fuck what's going on in society. Let's listen to our biology, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, you know, that could be me. But I picked a different adventure. I picked a different battle, a different path, whatever you want to call it, okay? So my audience out there, especially the young men, okay, get that vasectomy, man. Lock in your freedom. I don't know where you live, people, but I live here in Adelaide, Australia, and Adelaide, Australia is the best city in the world for life quality, all right? Overall, yes, there's some things that are better at other places and blah, 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 but overall, Adelaide is the best city on earth, overall. Asia's better for certain things, you know. Adelaide's better for, but overall. Anyway, so I'm walking with Natasha, and I see these kids, these Aboriginal kids, and nothing against Aboriginals, but it seems to be a bit of a crime wave going on with, you know, with kids from certain nationalities or, you know, races or religions or whatever. And it seems to be a stereotype, and I wish they could, and I would encourage them to break that stereotype. But I saw them sort of like circling around the shop entrance, and I was just like, and they're only like freaking like 12, two girls and a boy. And the boy was quite fat. And I was just watching them thinking, they're up to mischief, you know, and they're on their little scooters. And then they went up to this counter, this like sort of takeout counter, and they were like, hey, and then they spat at the attendant and pushed all the freaking stuff that was on the counter off onto the floor, and then you like scooted off on their scooters. And so I was like, did I just fucking see that? I thought I was watching like a YouTube video in fucking like Pennsylvania or something like Philadelphia, you know? And but there's no Glocks. And so I just started like marching over there, and the kids saw me, and I just started staring them down and then pretending I'm trying to get after them. And then they started to go, oh shit, someone's actually going to do something. And they bolted. They fucking scooted off in their scooters. And I was thinking in my head, like, do I push this kid off the scooter or grab him by the scruff? Like, what do I do? You know, because if I discipline like the parents should have done or whatever, then yeah, you know, maybe there's a court case. But it only had like a few seconds to think. So what I do, I thought, I'll just intimidate him. All right. I'll intimidate him without breaking any fucking nanny state laws. And that worked, you know. They weren't expecting that, because it took them a while to realize that I'm coming after them. I'm not coming there to shake their hand, you know. Even though I wasn't going to grab them in that moment, because I didn't know exactly what to do, but I just knew how to intimidate. Anyway, so, you know, I could spend all day of my life trying to discipline other people's kids around town, and it's getting worse, you know. It's I mean, Adelaide's the best in terms of a Western city, a big city, but it's getting full out of there. So I saw that in Adelaide, you know. I'm thinking, damn. So even Adelaide, that decay is starting to spread, and I'm in the city every day, so I'm out there. That's the first time I've ever seen that in my life, all right? And I used to hang out with a lot of Aboriginals back in the day, you know, and that stuff, they wouldn't even do that back then. Yeah, we do graffiti, and there was shoplifting and stuff, but there wasn't that, you know, blatant just spitting at someone for no reason, and just pushing all that shit onto the ground there. Like, it's just, you know, like, if you got caught shoplifting, you'd just be like, oh, sorry, mate, and you'd just bail out. You wouldn't be, like, going back there violent and spitting at people and trying to hit them and stuff. It'd just be, you know, you cop it and you go. So I was just like, fuck, this is getting... But these kids were 12, man. They weren't drunk. They weren't on meth. They were on fucking scooters. And it took me a while to realise what was going on, because they looked so innocent, right? So I was thinking, fuck, man. So... Obviously, you know, parents doing drugs in the fetus and all the smoking, with, you know, alcohol and all that stuff. But anyway, so, you know, pick what life you want to live. Life is short. The world is crushing and crashing. Stop wasting time getting in fights or arguments or getting stressed out, right? Don't let your neck veins bulge trying to convince bad people or people doing bad choices or kids or blah, 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 whatever, right? Be the change you want to see. Live your dream life, all right? And my dream life is time in nature, staying super fucking fit, staying super fucking healthy, having a positive influence on everyone around me, animals, environment, people, all right? Smashing out content online and having enough money to buy my rice and sugar and super bikes, super doper bikes, okay? And airline tickets or wherever to spread the message, you know, out there far and wide. So just, you know what I mean? Go to Asia, bro. Like, just, like, so many guys. Oh, here's another example. There was a young guy from USA. This is 10 years ago. You know, he found my stuff. He got a vasectomy. He's on the full Durrenrider protocol. You know, he's down to his fucking pedals, down to his up to his helmet. Was just Durrenrider spec. I was like, this kid's on it. All right? But then for some reason, something happened. I think he got back into his eating disorder bullshit. He went beta mode again. He went from alpha mode to beta mode. He went from beta to alpha back to beta. He went home. Last time I heard, his mum made him reverse his vasectomy. He got a chick pregnant. Now he's fat as fuck and hates his fucking life. And he absolutely hates my fucking guts. Alright, now I can laugh about it and say sucked in, but I feel very, very sad and sorry for this guy, you know what I mean? I feel like, fuck man, you know? I can't remember exactly what it was that made him flip on me. I think he believed some of the bullshit that was up online a few years ago, you know? And says, I don't want to know Durrenrider, you know? Oh man, you know? Fuck man. You know what I mean? Remember all that shit back in like 2016, 2017, those clout chasers trying to get cash, do a cash grab. Durrenrider's a pedo, Durrenrider's a rapist, Durrenrider's a cunt man, whatever. All that shit, you know? I laugh about it now, but back then, like, so many noobs out there took it seriously and it just fucked their life direction. I mean, look at my life direction now. I am absolutely living the absolute peak life experience. My life has never been better. Until right this point, this time, right? My life in 2016, amazing. My life today, 2024, fucking amazing. The experiences I've had from 2016 to 2024, fucking off the charts, right? Because I didn't listen to the naysayers. I didn't listen to what mummy and daddy said I should do or whatever, you know? Or the social narratives, okay? I did what I wanted to do in my heart, what I needed to do to become a better coach, a better influencer, a better role model, right? And I've done those things and keep doing those things, okay? Learn my lessons. How can I improve? How can I grow? The individual, the person I am from 2016 to 24, fuck, man, I wish I could have been, you know, Durrenrider 2.16. Don't you say it? 2.16. I wish Durrenrider 2.24 could have met Durrenrider 2.16. Harley Johnstone 2.16 versus 2.24. And just coach me through, you know what I mean? But then again, if I had to coach myself through it, I wouldn't have learned as good as I have now. That's what makes me such a good coach. I can lead these young men, or anyone out there, who wants a better quality of life. Stop doing that. Start doing this. Fuck your car off. Ride your bike. Sell your car. Get a TCR. You know, whatevs. Go to Asia, teach English, get online, make money, do whatever. You're like, you're in my coaching group, people. I can tell you how to make money. And often it's not about just making money. It's about saving money. Because I've known people who have made millions of dollars, right, doing my protocols. And some of them lost that in fucking lawsuits to ex-wives and shit, or husbands and, you know, just dramas or the kid. It's just, you know, so it's not just about making the money. I can help you make the millions, all right? If you want to put the work in, you can definitely make the millions. But what if you blow it or just don't know how to maintain it or save it and stuff like that? So saving, I'm learning more and more. Saving is, I'd say, even more important than making, okay? Because so many people make more money, they just fucking blow more money. Look at those Look at like Mike Tyson and the greats, the champion athletes who are fucking minted on minted and then are bankrupt. So how the fuck, because they didn't know how to save money. And they took advice from the wrong people who didn't care about them. That's the video. You know, freedom life. And you might think, oh, I'm crazy. I am fucking crazy, man. If you think I'm fucking sane, fuck that. I am crazy for life. I'm crazy for a better world. All right? Sane. The measure of sanity today is you drink coffee, you drink, you know, diet drinks and a diet Coke. Sugar's bad. Jamie Oliver's the king. You know, don't get a vasectomy because that's like extreme. You know, like just have kids like everyone else and hopefully your kids go out all right and they don't get, you know, molested or have a hard time finding a job or a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Hopefully they're born looking amazing looking, but then hopefully if they're not too amazing looking, they get too exploited. And yeah, drive a car because cyclists are annoying. You don't pay road tax. You know, that's sanity in today's Western world, isn't it? Anyway, that's the wrap up. Just choose your life, man. Chase it. You're gonna fucking chase shit every day. Chase your goals. Fuck your feelings. Have your goals. Write your goals down. What's my fucking goal? Fuck your feelings, all right? The good feelings come, man, all right? When you're on the right path, when you're chasing your goal, the feelings come, all right? Don't wait for your feelings to come. Write down your goals. Start chasing those motherfuckers in the next 5 minutes. Guaranteed better quality of life. Guaranteed your best quality of life. And the older you get, the more you can nod your head and go, this crazy Aussie motherfucker's damn right. Where's those 30 bananas a day?